Hey there, I know you just finished listening to my sponsored message that I put at the beginning of each episode, but I have this other clip that I want to put at the beginning of all my episodes too. And what I want to tell you about briefly is I have this new text community number that I got, and it allows you to basically have a direct line to reach me. You can ask me for personalized advice or help. You can get, motivation delivered directly to your phone inbox, your messages. You can have interesting content that you don't see anywhere else on my other platforms, like personalized video messages or voice messages, things of that nature. And if this sounds like something you're interested in, a chance to become a part of a more intimate and stronger bonded community, then text me at 202-918-3573. Again, that is 202-918-3573. And if you text me, then you'll be able to become a part of that community. And I am hoping for, a rather significant portion of my audience to be on that platform. It is an expensive paid feature that I pay for, and I would hope, I get, because it's expensive, it would be nice to be able to connect on a much deeper level with my audience there. So again, 202-918-3573. Please text me, and I hope to see you on the inside. Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here again, back with another episode. And today, I was actually thinking of making a different episode first, but I realized that before I make that episode, I should probably make this one to sort of update you guys on what's sort of been going on. Now, I know my last episode, I talked about what's been on my mind, about my future and my direction and my career and what I want to do with my life. And I kind of want to give you guys some more thoughts about my next sort of steps. Now, first and foremost, I should let you know that it is highly likely that my content production won't stop, but that doesn't mean it's going to be continued on a regular basis like some of you guys might be used to. Like whether I make episodes every day or every week or post on Instagram every day or every week, I cannot guarantee any sort of schedule for when to expect my content. But every now and then, like how I'm posting this episode at a sort of random time, every now and then I might post a piece of content on there to share some of my ideas, beliefs, values, and talk about those things. Which leads into what I want to talk about today in this episode. And it's, I feel like, another shift in identity. Similar to how in the past I went from identifying as someone who was a motivational speaker to somebody who simply decided to share, his perspective on things. It's not just, motivational speaking. I had a problem with the concept of motivational speaking about talking about happiness and all that, but then how my perspective changed and how I became more about it's okay to not be okay, right? I made that transition a while ago, and so I didn't see myself as a motivational speaker anymore. And today, I also feel like I should talk to you guys about another potential kind of transition that I'm going through with my own identity. And part of why I do this is Gary Vee, who you guys might know by now as someone who I've talked about time and time again in my content as one of my role models, he gave me the idea of documenting my journey. So basically, my content isn't just going to be about providing value to you guys, it's also going to be about telling you guys my journey through life, talking to you guys about what I'm going through and how I'm changing as a person. And how that affects the kind of content that I produce. And so here it is, right? I don't see myself anymore as, if you look at my Instagram bio, it was previously written helping people discover optimistic realities in the first line of my bio. And that has changed to just a guy with a bunch of thoughts on life. And so my content isn't so much about help or helping people anymore. It's not that I don't want to help people. It's just that I now see myself as a content creator who simply wants to share his ideas and beliefs and thoughts on life. It's no longer about me producing content just to strictly help people, which can still happen with my content down the road, but it's not exactly my primary intention. And you might see that in some of the content that I produce in the future. Like, it might not necessarily, like, some of my content I can see in the future are, I can see them being critical pieces of content. In other words, I write an article or I record an episode, and it's not exactly to provide value, but rather to criticize, for instance, right? If I look at current events, if I look at a news article, if I hear about something, right, I can respond to that and critique that article or critique the person in the article or whatever. Like, it's not just about me trying to help people. It's simply more about me as a person, me trying to share my perspective on things, share my just viewpoints on life. Because at the end of the day, I am just a 22-year-old guy who thinks a lot about life. I think a lot about people. I think a lot about what goes on around us. I think a lot about the world. I think a lot about human behavior. I think a lot about philosophy and ethics and morality. I think about a lot of these things. And I have thought about these things for countless upon countless hours, as I've mentioned time and time again, talking to the walls of my room. That was really, how I worked myself through my problems, was by talking to myself and by, thinking these things through out loud. And essentially, what I really am is just somebody who's been thinking a lot. And with the content that I create, I am publicizing the things that I've been thinking about to the rest of the world. And so I am sort of, I guess, reducing, not exactly reducing, but defining the content that I produce as not strictly driven to help people, but rather the thoughts, the publicized thoughts of this 22-year-old guy who thinks that, okay, sometimes the world might find value in what I think. And sometimes the world just might find it interesting to see how I view the world, right? I'm not saying I'm some sort of special, amazing guy that, oh, everybody has to listen to my thoughts. It's just me putting this out there. It's like the internet is my diary, right? That's really a good analogy, I think. It's just the internet is my diary, and I am publicizing some of my thoughts about how I view life, how I view things. And some people might, like I said, take interest in what I'm thinking about. Some people might find value in what I'm thinking about. But that's sort of me just, that's the next kind of step that I'm taking for my content production, is it's not so much about me trying to help people discover optimistic realities anymore. It's just, okay, here's what I think about life. Here's what I think we should change. Here's how I think we should improve things. This is what I want to see different in the world. This is what I think would be better for all of us. This is my thoughts on this, and so forth. It is really, if anything, a, like I said, a publicized diary. And so, with that said, I'm not trying to make this episode particularly long. I just wanted to give you guys a quick update on how I feel about myself and the content that I produce. And I want to let you guys know what I'm trying to do with my content moving forward. And so, with that said, thank you for listening to this brief sort of update episode, and I will see you all in this next episode. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.